Tomorrow is the National Football League's annual player draft. A league official said the draft will go on as scheduled, in spite of the death of Pat Tillman. Joining me now to discuss the draft is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, I assume the NFL plans to honor Pat Tillman in some fashion.
Yeah, the NFL and ESPN, which will televise the draft, spent the better part of today working on a tribute to Tillman that will occur at the start of the draft tomorrow at noon at the theater at Madison Square Garden in New York. And I think it's worth noting that in serving his country, Tillman was a real throwback to a time when professional athletes served higher causes. More than 600 NFL players served in World War II. 19 were killed.
The top pick in the football draft is expected to be Eli Manning, quarterback from the University of Mississippi. But his father, the former NFL quarterback Archie Manning, said this week that he didn't want his son to play for the team that holds the top draft choice, the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, and the speculation is that he didn't want his son playing for a lousy team the way that he did for a dozen or so years with the New Orleans Saints. And the San Diego Chargers are a pretty lousy team. They have eight straight seasons without a winning record.
This isn't supposed to happen. I mean, how common is it that a football player can actually dictate where he wants to play? And how much leverage does a star college player have?
Well, they have some leverage in as much as the San Diego Chargers don't want to lose that top pick. What could Eli Manning do? He could sit out a year. He could re-enter the draft next year in 2005. That seems unlikely to me. He could go play in Canada. That seems even more unlikely. Or he could force the Chargers to trade him after drafting him. And that's what happened back in 1983 when John Elway, who was the quarterback at Stanford, said before the draft that he wouldn't play for the team with the number one pick, the Baltimore Colts. Elway had a little bit more leverage, though. He had a baseball contract with the New York Yankees. The Colts picked him anyway. They saw his trade value drop. They dealt him to the Denver Broncos, and Elway, of course, went on to a Hall of Fame career.
Football unusual in this regard? Say, do young baseball players have more leverage over where they get to play?
Yeah, they do. A lot of them are drafted as college juniors. They could go back to school. A lot of them are drafted out of high school. They could go to college. And agents know that some lower revenue teams in baseball simply won't be able to afford players, so they urge them not to pick them, saying, we want X million dollars and you can't afford it.
But back to the case of the young college quarterback, Eli Manning. There seem to be two things wrong with this picture. The first, in the National Football League, it's arranged in such a way that bad teams can get good pretty quickly, so it's hard to tell just how bad the team is that's drafting you. And second, there are a lot of really good young quarterbacks who turn out to be not so good once they're in the pros. A lot of fuss over not much?
Maybe. The NFL's very different from when Archie Manning played. The league is structured much more in a way now to help weaker teams get better. The schedule favors weaker teams. The salary cap helps teams stay within a range. So it's not clear that if you get picked by a bad team, they're always going to be a bad team. And you're right about the quarterbacks. We've seen a few in recent years on San Diego particularly. They picked Ryan Leaf a few years ago, total bust with a number two pick in the draft. They later picked a kid named Drew Brees who just hasn't panned out.
Finally, the young man who will not be drafted, Maurice Claret, the running back who played one season at Ohio State, had challenged the NFL's policy barring players who aren't at least 3 years removed from high school, which he isn't.
And he initially won his case. A federal judge in New York supported Claret's challenge, ruling that the NFL's policy violated antitrust laws. But an appeals court issued a stay, barring Claret and another player from the draft until it could issue a final decision. They tried to appeal to the Supreme Court to lift it so that he could be drafted. The Supreme Court refused to get involved, so no draft for them. I think the federal court's decision was just wrong. The NFL's rule is collectively bargained, and it makes good sense. Kids just aren't ready to play in the NFL until they're pretty much grown up.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.